proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation Broadcast, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton, and I want to thank you for joining us today. Over the past few programs, we have discussed a very important subject that is central, I believe, to the eternal plan of God. We've been looking at the fact that Jerusalem and Israel are indeed inseparable. On our last program, we discussed that Jerusalem and Israel are inseparable because, first of all, of a historical right, and then secondly, of a spiritual right. Even as David established Jerusalem as Israel's national capital over 3,000 years ago, his son, Solomon, built the temple and made Jerusalem Israel's spiritual capital. The tabernacle and then the first and second temples were located in Jerusalem. Jerusalem was the place of worship for the Jewish people. The highlight of worship here was centered upon the feast that God gave to Israel according to Deuteronomy 16:16. And here it mentions that the Jewish men were to appear before the Lord three times a year during the special feast of Passover, Pentecost, and also the Feast of Tabernacles. As we will see in a moment, Jerusalem will become the center of worship to the Lord. Today, many Christians from around the world visit Israel and tour the holy places. Those who return from these trips are never the same as they have walked in the steps of Jesus. Even though these times are joyous, it pales in comparison of the future time when Jesus the Messiah will rule and reign in Jerusalem, which is the eternal capital of Israel. So now let's focus our attention on the fact that Jerusalem and Israel are inseparable because of an eternal right. As King David established the national capital of Israel, and as Solomon established the spiritual capital, the Messiah will one day establish Jerusalem as the eternal capital of Israel. Psalm chapter 2 and verse 6 says, "Yet have I set my king upon the holy hill of Zion. It is in this city that the Prince of Peace will rule and reign with authority. From here, the law of the Lord will go forth into the whole world." In the future, the Messiah will fight and defeat all nations at Jerusalem, according to Zechariah chapter 4, verses 2 through 4. This is the same Jerusalem where the Messiah will rule and reign over the nation of Israel with a rod of iron during the millennial age, according to Psalm 2, verse 9. But it is the promise of an eternal city that gives hope and joy to each believer, Jew and Gentile. As the Talmud Berakot says, "Eternity means Jerusalem. This is the same city for which Abraham looked, a city whose builder and maker is God." The Bible declares that there will be a new Jerusalem built for the saints, according to Hebrews 12 and Revelation 21 and chapter 22. It is this hope that gives light to God's plan for the ages, beginning and ending in Jerusalem. In order to understand the historical, spiritual, and eternal Jerusalem, one must see that Israel is God's prophetic timepiece, because Jerusalem and Israel are indeed inseparable. But let's now turn our attention for a perspective on this issue for today. The Jewish people have been scattered abroad the face of the earth for almost 2,000 years, looking for hope, love, and the Messiah. Today, Jewish people are returning to their homeland according to Bible prophecy. Jerusalem is the focal point and desire of Jewish people everywhere. No matter where he is dispersed, the Jew may not be in Jerusalem, but Jerusalem is always in him. Probably the most powerful symbol of the bond between the Jewish people and Jerusalem takes place at a traditional Jewish wedding ceremony. At the end of the ceremony, the groom will break a glass, symbolizing the destruction of the temple. As Jerusalem is at the heart of Israel, it must be a priority at the heart of every believer in the Messiah. After all, every person is commanded to pray for the peace of Jerusalem, according to Psalm 122, verse 6. This is a needful responsibility to perform until the Messiah comes and proves once and for all that Israel and Jerusalem are inseparable. You have been listening to the Everlasting Nation Broadcast, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or visit our website at ibgm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.